At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Yeah, I mean, normal, but different.
You guys drinking?
Yeah,
a little bit.
You
man.
Want one?
I feel like it.
Hey, man, it's Friday.
Hey.
Pre-recorded.
Well,
right?
It's Wednesday, man. It's Wednesday.
All right, my bad. I'm gonna
You want three cold ones?
Hey, whatever happened to our Tulanes?
We drank them, Coach.
And when Pitt says he put something in the color black, he really did. I can't even see it on the wall, brother.
Did that?
Gosh, dang it, brother.
I didn't hear anything. Oh, there you go.
Brother, God bless you.
Brother, you're right.
That's how they taught him in the 80s.
Brother, I did it.
Hey, that's
red,
called, that's called radio magic. Radio gold. Now when he says, I make gold.
Guys, I'm going to hit this.
Please hit it.
Arnold, get back. Yeah, go get me some water in the break room. Yeah, no, they replaced the water cooler. We now have water again. Just get out there. I'm going to do it live.
We are the 1, 2, 3
sore losers!
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports. So I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
What's up, everyone? I'm Eddie, and I know the least about sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. Don't know the who's who's, but I'll tell you what, I do a little bit know about the what's, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
There goes the perfect game. Let me hit this.
It all started when a dumbass met another dumbass, and they met another dumbass. And they became the dumbass trio the end.
I'm going to punch myself in the nuts if I ruin the perfect game by not hitting that clip again. Guys, it is Sizzin. I'm the audio engineer from the North Alpha Male. I live on the west side of Nashville, Tennessee with Baser, my wife, my cat, 2.5 kids, white picket fence, 6 house plants, and die of a heart attack very soon. Boys, over to you. I got nothing else.
I'm sorry, guys. If I'm grouchy, I'm sorry.
No, because you're wrong? Go ahead.
No. I'm sorry if I'm grouchy. It's just
sorry because I am a sports
no,
idiot.
No, it's
cheated.
It's been a rough week for me.
I was with my girlfriend all night.
It's been a long week. It's been a frustrating week. I'm tired.
My girlfriend and I broke up.
So if I'm a little grouchy, that's what it is. Like, I mean, if Ray, if you could just play that clip, this is my house. This is me sitting on my couch.
No.
And this is the
noise. No. We're not talking about this. We can't talk about this.
What do you mean?
Awkward.
We
pause.
Can't talk about this.
This is the noise that I hear sitting on my couch all day.
Oh my gosh.
Are we talking about wrong day?
No, we're talking about we can't talk about this because we talked about it. I mean, you were in there. You were in the meeting. Take this off the schedule. You can't do that.
Yeah, we can't talk about that.
Just take it off the rundown.
This segment belongs in another place.
Correct. Not on this place because people will listen to this.
You got
to
talk about sports. Talk about sports.
Talk about this, not that.
More sports, less sex.
God. Were you not listening?
This noise has not been played anywhere.
No.
exclusive audio.
It's about the audio.
This is what I have been hearing
for
the last week.
Okay, we'll play the audio, but you can't reference it. So it's a game. Is this audio?
That is me sitting on my couch.
Trying to watch sports.
Yes, you can't watch TV because you can't hear the damn thing.
Okay.
This is me trying to have a conversation with my wife. How's it going? What? How are you? What? How are the boys this morning?
I want to see your boobs.
What?
We haven't had sex in 1 week.
I miss your boobs.
Will you give me...
I'm lonely.
What?
I'm lonely.
Never mind. We just won't even talk. We'll just sit here in silence.
That's it. Can't reference what that is.
Last night, I sat on my back porch for 45 minutes and just watched the grass be watered.
Dang, that's Grandpa. Nice.
No,
you know there's a water shortage.
No, not Grandpa.
I'm going to report you, dude.
Hey, you know we're supposed to be saving our water.
It has nothing to do with Grandpa. It has to do with I was tired of hearing that noise.
So you watered your grass?
So I just sat on the back porch, and my wife finally comes out and goes, what are you doing? I'm like, it's quiet out here. Like, I don't have to hear.
Wait. That's crazy. So, Ray, I know you and I are going to agree on this.
Yes.
So sitting on the back porch is so strange to your wife that she said, what are you doing out here? Because I feel like Ray and I, you want to find us? We're on the back porch.
Dude, point, Eddie.
No.
I tell you what, there's nothing like mine isn't a porch. It's a patio. But I sit out there. I look at the mountains, the gully, the river. You got a farmer's plots over there that's beautiful as well. And then the sunset, and I'll hang up and listen.
You want to know what I do when I get home? I make myself lunch. I grab my plate and my drink, and I go outside and sit in the back porch.
You're drinking at lunch?
No, my
drink.
But I'm talking, there is nothing to look at. It's dark outside.
I got a number you need to call.
I'm just sitting out there.
Dark's nice too, dude.
It is quiet. You can hear a little bit of nature, and there's not many cars on the road. And I don't have to hear those stupid fans just going. It has been, not been at our house for like the past week, basically.
Well, I didn't know you live on Hell Avenue.
It's been terrible.
At the intersection of no sex and hell.
It has been a long week.
Sorry, man.
And they were supposed to take the fans out, not yesterday, the day before. But there's still moisture under the boards, under the hardwood floor. So then they attach these hoses and these little square things.
Oh, we got some hose at the crib.
And it's supposed to be
what you know about rolling down in the deep.
But where's the hose?
We don't love them hoes. When these people
talk too much. So they are there hopefully today.
Hey, what are you doing, honey? Hanging out with a hose?
What, you bitch?
So hopefully today they're removing those things and hopefully So they say they suck all the moisture out of the floor, you know, where the water went in.
Get down there, show them how to suck.
But how? How do they know?
Why don't
mold?
You just do this, guys?
How do they know if mold or anything is growing under there without taking up the floor? Like, how do they know that?
They don't.
So we're just guessing.
Yeah.
Dude, it's just a guessing game.
Listen, you need to show them firsthand, get on your knees, and how to suck.
That's firsthand.
Dude, no. they're experts for a reason. They know what they're doing, right? You had people tell you that you're of rain issues, there's water in your house, something to do with a tree that I heard you talk about some other time. So there's issues, but there's people that you pay to deal with those issues. You don't understand trees. You should have hired me. You didn't. You don't understand.
He's a lumber guy.
You would have told me that tree is not safe to have above my house.
But I'll tell you this right now. Me and my brother would have come over there, removed that tree, chopped it all up, sent it over to the local lumber plant. We'd have done it for $2,000. Hang up and listen.
It's not true. You don't talk
to
your brother.
I'll sign the contract right now.
Well, will you help us with a lift, though, to lift the whole tree, though? We can just chop it up and get it into kindling.
I don't even think you'd be able to reach the top of the tree.
That's what I do.
Because he's so short?
No. I don't know how he'd get up there. He needs a crane.
You start at the bottom, bub. A tree, you don't start at the top. Start at the bottom.
Damn
top.
Right, bub. The guys that I hired, dude, they were like monkeys. They climbed up the tree with spikes.
He's shucking it?
Dude, the guy had a chainsaw strapped to his belt.
I guess that is pretty cool when I see him do that around the neighborhood.
There
I'm
was
like,
no
wow.
crane being used. It was amazing.
Well, this one's even big. They need a crane. It's so big.
I don't know. But I'll get you the number of the monkey dude.
Give me the number of the monkey dude. I would love to have him come over.
He was amazing.
This branch, I mean, it's just, it's been a nightmare. It's been rough. It's hot in my house.
It's hot outside. It's everywhere.
Coach. No. But because there's holes in the roof, mm-hmm. like there's holes in my ceiling, the air conditioning just goes right up the hole. Woo!
Serious question. A tree fell on your roof. Your wife almost died. You were not there.
No, again. Everybody was asking me.
Playing golf.
Yeah. Everybody asked me, why were you playing golf with Ray? And Ray stayed after the rain delay. Why didn't you finish? Why didn't you stay
because
with Ray?
Because the tree fell in your house.
Well, because I got a call from my wife hysterically crying.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I heard a tree branch fall on the roof. And I'm like, okay, a tree branch fell on the roof. Big deal. You heard it. It happens all the time.
Yeah, branch sounds like it's a twig.
Yeah, you should have told her, hang up and listen.
And she goes, can you come home? And she's crying hysterically.
Mm-hmm. You're like, stop crying. You're being a baby.
Cheated.
Ever since the tornado, she's had storm anxiety. She freaks out. And I'm like, okay, she's just being overly dramatic.
You weren't the only ones that experienced it. I was driving to work down 40, and I had a Twister and a Nader, two of them coming right up the same lane as me, okay? And I'll hang up and listen.
It was like a head-on, dude?
Well, we were both going the same direction. It was 3 miles behind me.
Wow.
Had no idea. There was a cow floating by me.
And to be fair, Lunchbox, your house didn't get hit.
Your neighbors did.
Yeah.
It was a dollhouse.
Like, not even your fence.
Yeah, my fence was down.
I was bent over.
No, it was knocked over.
It was like tilted.
No, it was literally laying in my neighbor's yard.
Yeah, like sideways.
No, flat.
But anyway, but I get that. I understand she's scared and all that. But
yes.
But the tornado did not hit your house. The branch.
They
now,
still heard the winds, dude.
I
get it. But then now a tree has fallen in your house.
But no. But she says, oh, I heard a branch fall on the, and I'm like, okay, dramatic much. Like, it's a little branch. Like, it happens all the time. Little branches fall in your house
Hold on, I'm about to putt.
And I said, all right, I'll come home, you know. And I'm like, in my head, I'm thinking, she's being dramatic. I even went in back into the clubhouse, said, hey, you know, I'm not going to be able to finish. Can I get my rain check? Because I was like, it's not that big a deal.
Can I get a bag of ice for my sixer?
Got a beer for the road.
And so then I go back into the golf cart bay and get my golf cart.
Bay
my
was
clubs.
There.
No, wait, get my clubs off the cart.
What
were
you doing with Ray's wife?
You know, she called me. So
I'm gonna call it a day, boys.
I start driving to the house and she calls me. The tree came through the ceiling. And I'm like, okay, now we got a problem.
Uh-huh.
If it came through the ceiling, why didn't you say that the first time?
But I thought you said that one of the branches went straight through and almost hit her, like right over her.
It did.
And you didn't say that in the initial call?
It's not matching up.
Exactly, Eddie. That was the problem.
Exactly
so,
what?
So later when she was finally calmed down, I said, hey, when you called me the first time, why didn't you mention that you were standing in the kitchen and the tree branch came right through the ceiling?
She was scared of you yelling
and
at
she
her.
Said,
yeah, you've hit her before. So.
And she said, I have not. And she said,
you hit me harder than that branch.
She said, I did. I said, no, all you said is, I think I heard a tree branch fall on the roof. And she goes, oh, I was so hysterical that I guess I forgot to mention that it came through the ceiling.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So she did not mention it. So, yes, she was standing in the kitchen holding our youngest son when the branch came.
What, she was, like, holding it up like
holding
the Lion King?
Yeah, like Simba.
In a land that's
baby was just right on.
Did you just have that ready? How'd you find that?
It's from a bit.
Oh. That was amazing.
She literally was just standing in there with
the baby. So she was in the kitchen holding up the baby like Simba.
No.
During the storm.
No.
Coach, that might be why the tree actually fell in your house.
Might be. So I get home, and the first room I walk in, there is a...
Which is what? Is that the office? Is that the game room?
The
is
butler's
that,
quarters.
The butler's maid's cabin. Quarters?
Yeah, it's where the kids play.
Okay.
Got to go past the pool,
and
the pool
I mean,
boy.
There is a
hey, the
huge...
casino room, was that hit?
No, the casino room was not hit.
Thank
that's
goodness.
Safe.
Okay. Next to the study.
But it is a massive
library.
Hole, and there is water just pouring
What about the
in.
Wine cellar? Did that get hit?
No.
Okay, good.
Wine cellar's good.
Well, that's more on the basement.
Yeah. And the guest house is fine, too. Like, there's no damage to that.
What about the jacuzzi?
Jacuzzi's good.
The moat was a little messed up.
Yeah, the moat, the drawbridge, was not working properly because the power was out.
The moat.
So I had to jump over the moat.
Yeah.
So there is a huge hole and there's water just pouring in. I'm like, okay. She undersold when it said it went through the ceiling. Because I was like, oh, but she hadn't seen that yet. She only saw the kitchen.
So even after the second call of, hey, the tree fell through our roof, how quick were you driving home? Still going under the speed limit?
Under the speed limit.
Yeah, just because
it's still raining. I'm only 3 minutes from our house.
Did you put the radio on, listen to some sports talk?
No, I mean, I was literally 3 minutes from the house, so I didn't have time to do anything. I just literally got on the road, and it was boop, boop, I'm there. It was 1 mile. It was cool. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. So I had to go out, get the recycle bin, and stick it under the first big hole to catch the water.
Smart.
Yeah.
That's actually a good first reaction.
Yeah, really good.
And then I got, like, an empty, like...
condom?
No. I would have stood there for about 5 minutes and been like, this. What in the... is happened to my house. I wouldn't have thought that quickly.
You know what I would have done? Grabbed umbrellas. That's pretty stupid. Now thinking about it, but that would have been my reaction. But all right, guys, grab an umbrella.
But well, it's just
why wouldn't you just move over?
Yeah, after they open the umbrella, I'd be like, you know what? Give me those back. Just get away from the hole.
All the kids are playing in it.
So insulation is hanging down. I mean, it just looks like a disaster.
Did the kids think that you guys got like a water slide?
That's kind of fun.
They were, only one kid was home.
They busted out the slip and slide?
They thought they were at Splash Kingdom?
Dude, so where were the other kids?
They were at daycare.
Oh, boy.
Thank goodness.
Yeah?
And so luckily...
Wait, did any of the branches hit the ground?
No.
Okay, so no thank goodness. Like, nobody would have gotten hurt.
No, but I think they would have been terrified.
Sure,
and I think that the trauma that they would have suffered and the scaredness that my wife already goes through, then it would have been passed down to my kids, and it would have been bad. So anyway, so we just had a huge gaping hole. We had these guys come out, the restoration people come out, and they're like, oh, yeah, usually we get these calls, we go up there, and it's a little small branch. And they get up there, and their reaction was, oh, well, we're not going to be able to remove this. We're going to have to call a tree company.
You're like, can you change the name of your business?
And I'm like, oh, yeah. Great.
Could you not start making those noises?
Could you not call yourselves restoration when you didn't restore anything?
Well, no, they're the ones that brought the fans.
Who were they?
I don't know. Restoration something. I don't know. So they bring the fans.
Good dudes?
In. Yeah, nice guys. Yeah. Really guys.
So they brought you like four fans from Walmart. Awesome.
No, I could have done that. These ain't from Walmart.
They're not the box fans?
No. Oh, God. It's Mike and Tim, and they get out up there, and I'm like, all right. So then they call a tree company. They come out, and they got
What's the tree company?
I don't know. Oh. We cut trees.
Well, really?
Yeah. Wow, they get creative nowadays. Yeah,
that's a good name.
They call it Timber. And
College Wood. You will cut it and haul it. Morning Wood, we're there.
Morning, hey, you call us, we got your thing.
You call us, we'll help you with your wood.
Hey, no, it's called College Wood. We're always ready to go.
How's it going? You got a College Wood lunchbox over here at Hell and Shithole. Oh, oops, sorry.
Coach, bleep that.
Bleep that, please.
God dang it, Coach.
So the wood guys... They got to come. They come with a tractor.
Well, of course.
What do you think they're going to come? A Prius?
They come over in a Tesla Goldwing.
Well, I thought they would just come with a truck, cut it up, and put it in the back of their truck. No, they got up there with chainsaws, cut the log up, would throw it down. The tractor would scoop it up, and you would think, oh, it'd go drop it by the little chopper thing.
Yeah.
No, he was able to use the tractor to stick it into the chopper thing. It was so impressive.
Really?
The kids love it.
They were not home,
oh.
But I got it on video for them so they can watch it. And
you have audio of that? Can we play that?
Let me sit you guys down real quick.
So
I'll tell you.
That is what my day was like Friday. Then we decide, you know what? We're not going to be home. We're going to go eat dinner, so we have the kids.
Where'd y'all go?
I don't even know what it's called. Okay. So we get in the car, and we're at a stoplight.
Chipotle.
Did you go to Chili's or something?
No, it's some Mexican restaurant that my wife wanted to try.
Chewy's. Taco Bell?
No. And we are at the red light, and we're about to turn right.
I'm going on red.
We're all of a sudden.
Screw it.
Boom. Get hit from behind.
Oh, my goodness.
Dude, get off the road and get a new house.
And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. And so we pull over. The lady pulls in. She's like, I'm so sorry.
It was your fault, you mother.
She's like, I had such a long day at work. I'm so stressed out.
What does that have to do with anything?
I don't know. She wasn't paying attention.
Okay. Yeah, tell her to get on monster.com.
And luckily, I look at the bumper. Nothing wrong with the car.
Oh,
thank
good.
God.
I'm just going to pull off illegally. See you later.
Hey, that you can see, though, dude. A lot of times, you don't see the internal damage.
I understand, but at that point, I was like, whatever. It's cool. Okay. Go ahead.
I do got a crick in my neck.
No. 5 minutes later, your my wife. Stupid wife goes,
whoa,
my neck is hurting. I'm like, stop it, it does not
what
hurt.
What if it is, though?
It doesn't.
And why are you defending the driver that hit you and not your wife?
Because it's already been a stressful day. I'm
Who
already,
cares?
Like, over the moon, like,
Dude, your wife got dick lash, or what do they call it?
Yeah, a dick lash.
Yes.
And you're an idiot. You call Morgan and Morgan, you could have $1 million by now.
Oh, my God. I was like, this is just terrible.
Yeah, call Morgan and Morgan.
Lunch's golf swing hasn't been the same since.
Exactly. So is your wife's neck still hurt?
No, it's fine.
Okay. That's what she says because she's scared of you now.
No, I was just like, stop it. And she goes, no, it did hurt for a second. I'm like, it didn't hurt. It did not hurt.
How hard was the hit? How fast was she going?
Probably 2 miles an hour.
Okay, yeah. Coach.
But dude, at Trailblazers, that happens every time in traffic.
Look at the dents on
them,
dude.
I them that, I've had people at Chick-fil-A roll into me. I'm like, I don't care. Guys, have you not looked at the Blazer? It's 15 years old. I'm good. And then they kind of give me a wave back, and I'm like, okay, I guess that's consent. I have no idea what just happened.
Dude, what's really funny is when you get hit by someone or, like, you almost run into someone because they cut you off and they already have a dent like Ray on the side of the truck.
And
you're like, well, that's how you got the first one.
It explains how their car looks.
Yeah.
I have that all the time. I see people driving, I'm like, well, I know why you're missing the bumper.
Yeah,
I know
because you drive like shit.
I know why you have the hood bungee corded down because you can't drive.
Right.
Yes, but it was just rough. It's been a rough week. And
I'm
so
sorry, Coach. What else happened?
We thought the fans were going to be gone by now, and they're still not gone.
Sports fans?
No, those fans.
Oh, okay.
That. Like, it is so hard to hear. And when the kids are trying to say something, it gets so frustrating because they have to repeat it 10 times.
Yeah.
And when you try to have a conversation with your wife, when you try to talk on the phone, you got to go outside. It's been a terrible week.
It's great. Can we now talk about how much of an idiot you are?
How am I an idiot?
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
The holidays have arrived early this year. Why wait until fall when you can get Black Friday prices now during Blinds.com's annual Spring Black Friday sale? Blinds.com's the better way to get custom window treatments totally online. No waiting around all day for salespeople to show up or dealing with inflated showroom prices. Upgrading your window coverings can be a minor project with a major impact. Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Browse premium blinds, shades, shutters, motorized options. We have your patio covered for spring too. And Blinds.com's free design experts will help you find the perfect window treatments for your home. We'll even send free samples. You can even get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. Plus, free shipping and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday sale now for the best deals of the season. Save up to 45% plus premium doorbusters. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Go ahead. What am I an idiot about?
I mean, now Brooks Koepka, a no-namer.
I've already worked on my defense last night.
Has left the PGA and gone to the LIV, baby.
Yep.
And following the money. Well, here we go. Who's Brooks Koepka? Another no-namer.
Nope. He's a name. When's the last time Brooks Koepka has been competitive?
I don't know. 3 years ago?
Exactly.
What's the difference?
3 years ago.
When's the last time Tiger was competitive?
Last year when he won the Masters.
Okay, and before then?
Point lunch.
And before then? Before then what?
Doesn't matter. Still no, exactly. His name
it, it, you're right. It doesn't matter because it's so hard to win a tournament that when you do win one every 5 years, that's great. When you win one major every 10 years, you're still a really good golfer.
Guys,
here's the thing.
Hey, and I want you to finish your argument, but yeah, I want to say this.
Yeah.
I want to be wrong, but once every PGA player leaves and goes to live, y'all turn the lights off before all y'all leave?
Oh, man. They're losing every single one, Coach. It's beautiful.
No, they're really not.
They really are. And now they're like, oh, gosh, we need to regroup and talk about how we're going to.
Tennessee horse.
We're going to have to change things around here on the PGA. We're going to have to do maybe no cuts like these Saudi boys are doing. How about we do $11 million or something? Can we compete with the Saudis? Coach, they're freaking out over there.
They're not.
Good defense, Coach.
No, it's easy.
When are you going to just say, yeah, you're right.
No, here.
I've stopped using gas because it's from the Saudis.
They have a bunch of fringe players.
I was eating my freedom fries.
No. They have. Here's who the LIV has gotten in their tour. Fringe players.
Who are they?
Kevin Na.
Probably French?
No.
Kevin Na's
French? Fringe. Like fringe.
French.
Like they're fringe.
You know, like Kevin Nawal.
No, like they're fringe players.
Phil Mickelson.
They're not anybody important. Like Brooks Koepka's brother plays on that tour. Who? Like he's good enough.
He was his caddy, Coach.
But the fact that they have DJ, Koepka, and Bryson DeChambeau.
No, not enough.
No.
Got to move your stance a little.
No, he's not
moving.
No, it
doesn't. Here's why. Dustin Johnson,
oh my God,
doesn't like playing golf.
Here we go.
He is all about the money. He is so uninterested in golf.
Oh my God,
that he just wants the money.
Well, I mean, we know that he went skiing 5 years ago. Bryson
and Brooks Koepka, they're hurt. They can't stay healthy.
I get it.
Their bodies are breaking down, so they're like, you know what, man, they're gonna pay me $100 million. I might as well take that money because I don't know if I'm gonna be able to play much longer.
They were the biggest attraction in golf. With their feud. That was
their names are huge.
Golf had never heard of before.
Their names are huge in the game of golf. All three of those guys.
Your
stance
is.
But they can't play.
Your stance has got to change.
Neither can Tiger, but he plays, everybody watches.
Hey, they're getting big names now. So we've got to move on from that.
No,
that's no longer an argument.
But you're worried about. You're getting big names that are on the back end of their career that no one cares about anymore.
I get that. But
you're not getting the 21-year-old, the 20. You're not getting Colin Morikawa.
No one knows those guys.
You want them to get Mito?
You're not getting Scotty Scheffler.
From Chile. It's Joakim Niemann's.
Oh, Mito. He showed up for one tournament.
You're not getting the top golfers. You're getting people. Lee Westwood. I mean, Louis Oosthuizen, Charles Schwartzel. They're all like 45 years old that can't really compete on the PGA anymore.
Right, but the thing we're at now.
They're not relevant.
Here's the argument. Are we going to be able to watch it on TV?
No.
That's yet to be seen. And also, it's a three-day tournament.
Exactly.
And there's no cuts. So that needs to be more what we talk about. And also, I've heard behind the scenes, guys are like, yeah, they're signing these deals, but they're also going to be doing a lot of back-end stuff, too, where they have to, like, go to.
They have to murder?
Well, no. Dude,
they might.
They have to go to all these. I mean, you got.
After your tournament, it's you not, come with us and we kill
what
people.
What they're saying is it's not just playing in the tournament. They're going to be doing a lot of other stuff for live.
My question is, I want to know how long these contracts are for. Like, and here's the thing. You don't even have to practice anymore now because there are no cuts. You don't grow up. Saying, I want to be, you guys act just because it has money, it's better than the PGA Tour.
I haven't said it's better than the PGA
Tour. The PGA Tour will never be able to compete financially with the Saudis. Obviously, they're not going to be able to have, they don't have unlimited money like they do. So the money, you're never going to be able to compete. But you grow up to be a legend in the game. The PGA Tour is where you're going. If you just want the money, you're going to the Saudi-backed tour of the LIV. And it's not competitive. It's not fun. No one can see you.
I think it's funny because the old boys club, PGA, they've never had any competition. And now all of a sudden, excuse the reference, but a tree has fallen through the entire PGA headquarters.
Coach, too soon.
Too soon, man.
Damn.
I mean, I have a tree house over it. You know what I'm saying?
Coach, the branch is still on the roof. But.
That's what I'm saying. They are going to change things with the PGA Tour. They're going to increase their purses. Fine.
No, they're going to take the cuts away, Coach.
On three events in Europe.
That means great. We can play?
Yeah.
They're gonna do a couple.
I mean, do you not realize the only reason the cuts even exist is because there's 200 players playing in the tournament? And so if there are only 40, they wouldn't be a cut. They would play. You only see it because they do it. They've been doing it this way for years because the tournament starts with 150 people.
Right. So you would rather have no cuts and have those guys have no chance at making
the
money?
They will eventually get to that point, Coach. They're starting the Saudis. They're starting small. When you start a business, you can't do things the way Applebee's is doing it right
their
away.
Their attraction is that you Fancy can't light. Get cut, that you're going to make money every exactly. single tournament. That's the attraction for these washed-up players to go over there and say, hey, you know what? You can get a paycheck every single week. Because
So you say washed up. So yeah. Brooks can never win another tournament in the PGA again.
Oh, he could.
Okay, that's not washed up.
But he's hurt.
So Bryson DeChambeau, I wouldn't be surprised
in the next 4 months if Brooks Koepka had to go under the knife for surgery for his injuries. And then, what do you know? He's got that money, so he's guaranteed that's why he took the money. Because he knows, you know what? I'm about to have surgery. I'm going to be out 4 months anyway. He's always hurt. When has he been healthy in the last year? He hasn't. He's had DeChambeau has been hurt for the last 7 months. So he's like, you know what? Take the money, man. My body's breaking down.
Well, and here's the deal. What's interesting to us is we're now going to get two golf events to bet on every weekend that have names in them. Usually it's just this one locally that we get to bet on. And there's no other golf tournaments. You know, it'll be a women's, but how do you bet on that? I mean, come on, I know what they're going to do out there, you know. Not sexist, but I'm just saying I have no idea how to judge that with betting. But what I am saying is this. How fun is it now? We got a PGA event, and you got that PGA chairman. He's at every damn event now, squirming in his chair, trying to do a two-minute interview with Nance. It's hilarious.
I love it.
I've never seen that guy's face until this.
Exactly.
So thank you, controversy. That guy's been chilling in a pit house.
Do you know how many fishing trips he's had to cancel because of the LIV?
Dude, he had his whole schedule figured.
He realized that.
No, that's true. Do you know that may be true. He may have to cancel some trips.
He may have to put his 10th house on the market. He might have to.
Okay.
Good, and I love it. I love it. Life was way too easy for you, Mr. PGA.
So, I mean, you act like it's rivaling. The stupid XFL, is that a rival of the NFL?
Hell no.
Exactly. It's the same thing with the LIV. It ain't rivaling crap. You can't even watch the damn thing.
But Coach, Baker Mayfield's not even going over there.
Here's what's crazy.
Here's what's nuts.
It's easier to watch the USFL than the LIV tour. How crazy is that?
We're not there yet.
It's USFL is in their first season.
I never even heard of it.
Exactly. And they're on TV. Every single game is on TV.
And you're watching
the LIV.
Who benefits? Listen. Sorry.
The LIV has Dustin Johnson, Brooks Koepka, and you can't find it. How crazy is it that XFL is on TV?
Coach, don't argue.
They're going to sign deals and stuff like that, and they're getting big names. So if what, God dang it, if one more name goes over there, you're going to have to change your
stance. You're going to have to.
But here's my thing.
Give me a top 10 golfer that's relevant now, and I'll start thinking, man, they're on to something.
Okay, fine.
Bryson DeChambeau was one of the biggest in the game because he had this scientific theory on how to golf.
And you know where he's at now? Number 30 in the world. Wow, he's crushing it.
30
guys, let me say this. Competition, we only benefit from it. Monopolies, when you think about stuffed crust pizza, this may be the worst analogy you've ever heard.
I like it.
And Pizza Hut was the only one with stuffed crust pizza. Like, all right, well, the kids want stuffed crust. I'll go to Pizza Hut. Dang, I don't really like Pizza Hut. But then the market now, you've got Papa John's has stuffed crust. Little Caesars has stuffed crust. Pizza Hut still has stuffed crust. You're getting a better product because of the competition. And guys, I'll hang up and listen.
Now, you may get a better product with the PGA Tour. They're going to switch their schedule where it doesn't wrap. Like they're going to make a few adjustments to help their. Yeah, they've already said it. Good. That their season will end.
Oh, they're
going
to take cuts out, yeah.
For three tournaments in Europe.
They're going to try it out. Maybe these Saudis.
I'll guarantee you, they will not go to
Thunderhead Johnson. Thunderhead Hawkins.
How about we name Rory Thunderhead McIlroy?
You just said the LIV will eventually get to cuts, so you think the PGA Tour will eliminate cuts? You're absolutely wrong. They may do it for a few tournaments, but they won't because then the
Jordan Thunderbird Spieth.
So then you're cutting half the golfers. 100 of those golfers won't have a career, won't have a job. That's what you would rather have?
Hey,
you'd rather have no cut events on the PGA Tour?
What
so,
the hell are you talking about? You're giving me a headache.
No, listen. There's 150
I've stopped listening to you. Until you can start opening your mind to like, wow, this could be something. This is crazy.
One more golfer has left. Lunch has 30 seconds. I want you to name one golfer that when they say they're going over there, you're going to say, besides Tiger.
McIlroy, because they're not going.
McIlroy, Jordan Spieth.
Jordan will not go.
He
won't go.
Colin Morikawa, Scotty Scheffler.
Stop right there.
Will Zalatoris.
Jordan doesn't count because Jordan hasn't won a tournament in 10 years. So he doesn't count anymore. So if he left, you cannot take him seriously because Brooks Koepka and DeChambeau have won more tournaments more recently than Jordan Spieth.
No. And you can't say Zalatoris, always a bridesmaid, never the bride.
So take Jordan out. Who else? McIlroy, not going to go. He already said he's not going.
Morikawa is not going to go. He already said.
Who the hell is Morikawa?
The number two golfer in the world.
Right now.
Yes.
You see how that changes very quickly.
And he just came out the other day and said he's got a fade on his swing.
Good for
him. Well, I got a fade at my local Muni.
So Morikawa, Scheffler, and Rory are your three players.
Jordan Spieth.
Jordan's not going.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
He's not going. But okay. He sucks, so who cares?
Okay. He sucks.
Coach, if you put him and DeChambeau or Koepka, they're going to play better than Jordan.
Really?
Yes.
Where was DeChambeau on the cut this week?
It doesn't matter.
No. You say he's better. Did he make the cut?
Hey, they go
did
back.
Did Brooks beat Jordan
They go
this
back
week?
And forth.
But you just
want to talk about history. Jordan is not playing his best golf.
Hey, okay. Just like Rory said, when he sees his name on the same trophy as a legend, that's what PGA is all about.
Okay, he read a script.
Yes. That's what it's about. It's about being a legend.
He read a script.
What's going to be weird is when some of these guys can't play in the majors.
Yes,
because they're not getting their points because they're playing all these local PGA events. That's when it's going to suck.
They'll always play the majors.
They will?
Absolutely. That's what, Coach, if Vijay Singh can come back from the dead and play a major, they can come back and play majors.
Freddie Couples?
If Fred Couples has an open invitation to play the Masters every year,
Fred Couples is going to live.
They can come back and play the majors.
Hey, we can't talk too much golf because people get mad on the Facebook
page. Yeah, you're right. Let's stop. Let's talk NASCAR.
No. Hold on. Okay. I'm just looking up some stuff.
Can we talk College World Series?
Go.
Go ahead.
No, I want you to talk about it.
I'll hit the link.
Okay. Go ahead.
Can you believe them? Arkansas Hogs.
Oh, Arkansas Hogs. Stop with the stats, Coach.
No, you're done. No, you want to talk about.
I don't. I actually don't want to talk about.
No, you said you want to talk about wins.
No, I didn't.
God. The last time Brooks Koepka won was February 7th, 2021. Wow. Well, he's crushing
Coach,
it.
We're at 2022. That was
so it's been
year.
Over a year.
That was last year.
I would know. That's the last time I was in
Bryson DeChambeau, the last time he won, March 7th, 2021. Been over a year.
That was last year, Coach.
Okay. Jordan Spieth, last win, April 17th, 2022.
Last win
was
with Eddie and
2 months ago.
That's true.
2 months ago.
The Byron Nelson, say, what did he win?
He won the RBC Heritage.
Oh, I watched that one. Not.
Okay. In April 4th, 2021. That's more recent than DeChambeau or Brooks Koepka. So he's won two tournaments since they've won one.
April 4th is the first.
So who's a better golfer?
Spring.
I don't know. You tell me.
Jordan Spieth.
Is the better golfer? Okay.
Yes.
Can we announce that one of us is going to live tour?
I'd love to go.
See if news outlets pick up on it.
Man. You act like you wouldn't take the money, which is so
somebody
stupid.
On the Facebook page asked a great question. They said, if lunch was offered more, would he leave the podcast?
I can't answer that.
No.
I
eat freedom fries.
No, I said it's different. I didn't grow up saying, I want to work for this radio station. This is the only radio station I want to work for.
The PGA was the only chance for anyone to make a career out of golf.
No, you can go to the Canadian Tour. You can go overseas.
The hell are you talking
European
about?
Tour?
Who's going to be the best at the Canadian Tour?
Exactly. Who's going to be the best?
Because
the
no one, there's no competition over there.
There's no competition on live. If
they're
there's no
working
cut,
on it,
if there's no cut, there's no competition.
What does that even mean?
Because you don't have to be good. You're getting paid no matter what. Those guys that left went for the paycheck. They didn't go for the competition of golf.
What does PGA stand for?
Poor golfers advantage.
Pretty gullible Americans.
That's what the PGA stands for.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field.
Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family, like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
PGA Tour wins. Jordan Spieth 13, DeChambeau and Koepka 8 each.
He's also been playing a lot longer.
I have not seen merch yet, but if anybody sees any on the internet for Live Tour, get Lunch a shirt.
I won't wear it. I'd rather dress naked.
We've got to do a sore loser shirt about Liv.
hey, we put you ain't living.
But it's Live Tour. Yeah. I won't wear it. I will not promote that.
Don't live that way.
That's funny. I'm just saying, you act like it's just so crazy.
What?
That these guys are going for the money. I don't blame them for
what
going
the
for
hell
the money.
Are you
That's fine.
About? No one said anything's crazy.
Well, and also we kind of have the same thing, maybe a terrible analogy at our courses. Haven't you kind of seen that Pitts has admitted to it? They give you attitude. You can't bring beers on the course. What was their other excuse? They said something like, oh, they didn't want a cooler that was brought ice and stuff like that. Because they almost have a monopoly. If there's more courses, there's more competition, then they got to start being nice to you. Maybe the PGA just wasn't nice to anybody.
They weren't. That's
so
what Phil was saying.
Awesome for them.
That's what I'm saying. That's what Phil was saying from the very beginning. The PGA are not nice people.
They how so?
They're not. He said they take advantage of everyone. Every golfer, they take advantage of them. Like, it's hard to make money being a PGA golfer when you're lower and you're just starting out. Like, they take advantage of these lower golfers.
Oh.
That's what he was saying. And everyone's like, oh, my gosh, Phil.
No, it's not terrible to say that. It's, you know,
I wonder why it's taken so long, though. Nobody up until this point has realized, hey, we should bring some competition onto this.
Do you know how hard it is and how much money it costs to
do
that?
But it's not hard when you have a lot of money. So that's what they're doing.
They're trying.
Yes, coach. And this is trying. There's no TV deal at the beginning of trying. You try USFL it out.
USFL has a TV deal.
Oh, my gosh.
XFL
These
has
a TV
deal.
These guys are in a different country. You think it's easy? You think it's easy for you to have a TV deal in France right now? No, you idiot. But it's easier for you to go to New York City and meet with an American and say, hey, can we get a TV deal? It's a little harder when you're working internationally. You ever try to smuggle avocados from Mexico?
No, I didn't, Eddie.
It's difficult because it has a damn seed in it.
Ha!
You didn't realize that, did you?
Yeah, I did. I eat avocado all the time.
No.
Well, did you know they were smuggled in somebody's anus?
Hey, international transactions are tougher than you think.
Yeah, okay.
Damn.
I mean, they're playing in Portland, Oregon next week, so is it going to be on TV? Because that's in America.
Who's playing in Portland, Oregon?
The LIV.
Oh, are you going?
No.
Oh.
But Koepka will be there. He turned pro in 2012, same year as Jordan Spieth.
And I've seen the ratings too. They get like, but it's so hard to find to watch the Live Tour. It's shown like 70,000 people watched, and more people watched the first round of these other tournaments than Live so far, just starting out. But I'm just curious, are they going to get on a streaming service? Are they going to keep being broadcast on YouTube or something?
A radio broadcast would be nice.
Otherwise, how are they?
Radio broadcast of golf? That'd be terrible.
Back in my dark days, I didn't put it past me, dude. I'd pull up the radio link.
Me too. Me too, Coach. If we were on a road trip and there were bets going on, we need to find it.
You want something worse than watching golf on TV is listening to a radio link.
Hey, you're scanning the AM just hoping to hear some kind of broadcaster say something like, and it's fourth down, nothing. God, terrible.
That is weird. That there's no way there's golf on radio. It's sort of like there's NASCAR on the radio.
There's PGA radio.
There's PGA radio. I'm not saying it's like a
and it's
the
literally them commentating the golf shot.
Yeah. Coach, it's like when you have the TV on and you're not watching it.
No, but that has to be to see the shot is something. To just hear about it, oh my God, that
no.
Be
what I'm saying,
boring.
What I'm saying is, it sounds just like the TV does, but when you're not watching.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. If I can't watch them hit that shot, I mean, that is no.
If you have money on it, Coach, all you want to know is if that shot is good or not. If you have money on a hole and it's like, and he's going up to the tee box.
Dude, it's the most fascinating hole.
Oh, my gosh. He just pulled it to the left. And you're in the shower and you hear it. You're like, oh, that's crazy. Oh, here we go. The door's wide open. Let's go, baby.
Have you really listened to golf on the radio?
Yeah, no, on the shower. I put my phone right on the toilet and kind of like play it as I take a shower just so I don't miss holes. Absolutely.
That is incredible. And this is all over a $5 bet?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I need to see in the household of someone that bets $100,000. If this is for a $5 bet and you are that like tuned
if
in.
If I'm betting $10,000, how much? $10,000?
$100,000,
$100,000, I'm not taking a shower. I'm watching it. The whole thing.
That's what I mean.
$5, I can still live my life, Coach, but I need to hear what's going on.
But but that's what I'm saying. You are so dialed in for that $5 bet that you have it sit on the toilet so you can hear it.
Well, the whole point of the bet is so you can watch it and follow it. If you're betting, like Ray, if you're betting and not following it on TV, you got a problem.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's fine on a nap day on Sunday afternoon, but I've said it's the best bet you can make at golf. It is so fascinating, but yes, it's very difficult to watch on a Saturday if you don't have money on it.
Like my dad literally, he had a bookie, and he would buy bets every night.
And he wouldn't watch any of it.
And he would wait till the next morning when the paper came out and check the bets.
I'm like, I kind of think one of our buddies back in Austin did that.
I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah, because he didn't have cable. And he would come in the morning and use the internet. Or he got the newspaper. And that's how he saw if he lost or won the bets.
And he would get his little pen and be like, circle it. Ah, damn, missed that one.
Ooh, I guess that's how it had to be back in the day. Like, No Teeth Keith. Because not all
Billy
the games.
Billy May's password.
Not all the games were on TV. So he
gotta close your eyes and visualize.
He would call up to bet on the Giants or the 49ers or whatever, and then he would just call to check his account to see if money had been deposited or if he lost.
That's crazy. That's crazy. What's the fun in that? I know making money's fun.
I understand, but you gotta understand, back in the day, gambling, you only had one game on TV.
Right, so you bet that one.
And also, that reminds me of the people that just do the scratch-offs and just scan the back.
That is so stupid.
That's my dad, too.
Oh, no. I've been at the gas station before, and they do it, and I go, oh, my gosh, I'm never doing a scratch-off again, because if I ever become that person, that is the most depressing way to live I've ever seen. The lady at the till is even like, you want me just to scan it? And he goes, yeah, I don't have time to scratch it. She's like, oh.
Coach, my dad would just scratch the middle, you know, where the little barcode was.
And they scan it.
And he'd give it to him. He'd be there for 30 minutes doing that.
I bet they're going to kill him.
And anytime we had the, woohoo! He's like, yes, I want him. How much?
That is a good sign, though. I love
$10.
That sound.
So,
yeah, we can talk about Ryan Blaney.
Yeah, we're going to have him on Friday.
Hell yeah!
Ryan Blaney down the last round there, the final furlough. Eddie, this is going to be one for the ages. Put the hammer down, Blaney.
If you guys listened earlier, I told you Ryan Blaney, man, he's one of the best drivers out here we got right now. You got to watch those tires, though, man. Those tires do get hot in that last turn. There he is on turn four. Oh, my gosh, he's slipping out.
He's going to die.
I cannot wait. I'm going to the actual race.
I know you are.
Hell yeah.
And which kid are you taking?
I'm not.
This was a great call.
And are you taking Busch Light or Keystone Light?
I'm taking my six kids. Miller Light.
You better wear a fake mullet, please.
Yeah,
no,
please
post a picture on Sore Losers.
No. I mean, for sure, I'm going to be the only Mexican there, right?
No, there's some Mexicans there.
Working.
Yeah.
Dude, and you know, randomly, there's some, like,
I want to know what you see more of, teeth or boobs.
Okay.
You know, randomly, chicks are kind of into NASCAR and car races.
Well, there are some chicks. Yes,
here's what happened.
Dudes.
Here's what happened. So Scuba's like, hey, if you want to go, you got to let me know. And it's like, I just don't know because I can only get a plus one. I'm like, I got four kids.
We know, we've heard.
And I'm like, three.
I know, let me guess, you have two biological and two adopted.
Yeah.
You fostered for a while and then you adopted.
Yeah, exactly.
Eddie, okay. Then junior, 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 junior,
he's too small. So I'm like, which one out of the three am I going to take? So I call my wife. I said, hey, do I even want these tickets? Ring. You know how much I love NASCAR, but ring. I can only take one of the boys. She goes, one of the boys? You're taking me, mother.
Wow.
So I'm like, let's go. She got, she bought jean shorts, she said, cutoffs, and she's coming. She's going to knot up her t-shirt.
Nice.
Hell yeah. Aviators.
Will you put some picks on sore losers?
Cowboy hat? No. I don't want any of these dudes taking my wife out.
Why? You think Moe and Tampa cares? You think Dial really is going
to? Oh, hey, there, right there. Round, lady.
What's it like out there?
Dude, it's really loud.
No, come on. Give me positive.
Wait, are you going to be on the inside of the
track? I don't know where you're going to be. That's what I'm saying.
I'm going to be with Blaney.
You'll only see.
Oh, Eddie's going to be in and out. Steve said he's going to be a correspondent getting audio for this.
I am?
I just made that up.
Hey, I got to work.
I was hoping you have your phone with you. You can record one sound bite if you're talking to somebody.
In the pit.
Hey, Ryan, you got me in there, buddy?
I don't know what the racetrack at the Nash, whatever. I don't even know where it is. It's like 20 minutes, 30 minutes outside of town.
It's on I-40. It connects to 65.
They do the loop around downtown.
They did do that one time.
Yeah, that was a nightmare. Yeah, you know how many potholes they had? They said it was the worst track they're ever on.
ever.
All the potholes.
Yes. So when you're in pit row, at least when we were at Dega, you can only see the cars for a tenth of a second, and then you got to wait for them to go all the way around because...
Coach, the pit's fast. Yeah. The faster, the better.
No, if you're gambling I'm saying you can't see any other part of the track, and so you just have to wait for them
to go. That's bullshit. How does the head pit chief or the whatever...
They have cameras.
Nah, he's on that stand with his little...
I'm talking about you. You're down low.
I can't get on the stand with him?
No. You're not going to be able to get on the stand.
Eating ice cream? What are y'all doing?
Okay,
I'm eating ice cream.
Eddie, if you're gonna bet on it, don't.
Why not?
Because you can't tell who's winning, who's losing. It's just a complete whirlwind when you're down there.
I'm telling you guys, the best way to bet NASCAR is these betting odds. They know these racers better than you do. So live bet somewhere around stage two. If there's three stages in the race, around stage two, look who's leading. Take them. Live bet it.
Hey, if there's a vehicle in any way named a Chevy Trailblazer, don't take it. That car blows.
And there he goes, Raymundo, Cesar Raymundo in the Chevy Blazer. He's moving on forward. There he goes. He's taking the lead.
Where's a good theme song? All the theme songs kind of suck. You recognize that one, Eddie?
No, Coach.
Good gosh, they're all terrible.
Is that Fox?
It says, what's the best channel that it's on?
Fox.
NASCAR.
NASCAR Fox.
Is that one on Fox this weekend?
I hope. Man, you got Gordon on there, Jeff Gordon. You got
he still races?
No, they talk.
Oh,
Jeff Gordon talks.
I thought he retired a long time ago.
What's the other guy's name? Is Clint Bowyer? He talks on there.
He's old.
No, he's pretty young. He just retired.
No way.
Yeah,
Clint Bowyer is young.
And then who's the guy that has the car dealership here? Daryl Waltrip.
Oh, Nick Saban.
No,
Saban BMW.
Is that it, Coach?
It's right by the
NASCAR.
Right by the airport.
That might be it.
It's race day. I don't know where the hell y'all are, but get your tires ready and get ready to burn them.
Is it loud?
Yeah, you gotta wear muffler's.
It's loud.
Loud?
Loud, loud.
Are those cars flying?
Yeah,
on TV they look like they're not going that fast.
Okay. I'm telling you, from start to all the cars, you will see them for a tenth of a second and you're like, oh well, I'll sit here and wait a minute.
So what do you do while the cars are going in circles?
Well, it only takes about 10 seconds. It feels like
for them to come back around.
It feels like that. It's really quick.
It's really smoky too.
Really? Yeah. Yeah. It smells like burned rubber.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
That could get old, I bet. I bet that can get real old.
Let's just say we had originally planned to stay for the whole race.
And we stayed for about 40 laps.
Really?
Yeah.
40 laps out of 200?
Yeah.
It's just a lot. It's a lot.
Okay.
It's a long day.
It's not a relaxing baseball game where you smell grass and there's the sun out and everything. All you see is burnt rubber and it doesn't smell the best.
Did you guys see an accident? A wreck?
I mean, there's always crap that they don't even talk about.
Oh, what do you mean?
Like, just crap flying everywhere. Sometimes you just have debris hitting you. You're like, what the hell was that?
Like a piece of a car hit you?
Some of it.
Or just like if there's, I mean, a little speck of dust on
what, you got a windshield wiper
like
hitting you?
They kick up rocks and stuff.
Exactly.
Like, stuff hits you.
Really?
Yeah.
So how close were you guys to the...
Well, I was right
2 feet.
I met the dude.
Who?
Some jack dude, college kid from... Charlotte. And he goes, yeah, I just do this. I make awesome money. He goes, eventually I want to, you know, maybe get to be where I can drive a car.
Oh, you were talking to the pit guy.
Pit crew. Dude, he's the gunner. He would, like, undo all the tires and stuff.
I don't think it's called a gunner, Coach.
Yeah, it's called the gun guy.
He is?
No, he's called nut dude.
I mean, that's the army. he nuts.
Nut man.
He said he wanted to eventually move on from being the nutter.
All right, nuts are in. I nutted.
Yeah, that's exciting.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. But really, your wife is going?
Yeah, dude, it's going to be us too.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at price that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you guys not going?
No, we're not going.
I can't talk my chick to going into a freaking... What can I not talk her into going to?
I didn't
downtown, much less a car race.
I didn't know how to decide between my 3-year-old and 2-year-old to go, and then I was like, are they really going to keep the headphones on? Are they going to be interested? We're going to get there. And they're going to be like, Dad, it sucks. And they're going to want to go. And I'm going to be like, I drove all the way out here, and it's going to be a hassle. So then I decided no. And then I decided that after hearing this all week that...
You probably don't want to hear cars going.
I don't want to hear the loud cars. I want it to be quiet. I want to sit in the park and just watch the birds for a minute. So decided, you know what? I'm going to sit this one out.
If you guys see me at your local park just looking at the trees and birds, it's because of this.
If you're stuck in the pit, can I move around somewhere or do I have to stay in the pit?
No, because once those cars start.
Yeah, you can't go across the track, man.
No, there's you don't go under him? Under the track?
Hey, what'd you think? There's like a crosswalk?
Yeah.
Oh, guys, there's usually a tunnel.
Yeah, no, there's a crossing guard. Hold on, okay, he walks out there. Hey, come on.
They all have to stop?
Yeah, just like in front of your kid's school, the same guy goes out there.
Safety patrol?
Yes.
Okay, hurry up. You got 2 minutes.
I mean, I don't know. Every track is different, but when we were there, if you're in the pit, you're in the pit.
Man, the track we went to in Charlotte, that one had a tunnel underneath the road.
It did.
That's how you get in and out of the pit.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm telling you, it's going to be definitely people watching.
I cannot
wait. Because you get the redneck walks
of
life.
Sure, sure.
But then there's a bunch of just closet car racing fans. Like, totally normal looking chick. Just looks like a girl who goes downtown every weekend, became friends with me and my wife. She worked at our lobby. Dude, every weekend she's ass up in some Daisy Dukes because she's a car racing fan.
As opposed to what did you expect a car racing fan chick to look like?
Missing teeth.
I don't know. Live on a farm?
Yeah.
I don't know. Has oil all over her hands?
That's a good point.
I mean, it was kind of shocking to me, but yeah.
I didn't even think farm. I thought it was just...
What'd you think?
Homeless.
Oh, even worse. No farm, no home, nothing.
No home. I mean, mobile home.
Okay.
They drove and parked in the infield.
Should I wave a flag?
Oh, well, absolutely.
Oh, dude, we should get a sore losers flag made.
Dude, you punk them by waving a flag before the very end of the race? You have a caution flag?
They're like, we just started.
Hey, he's like, wait, I bet on this guy. Hold on. Oh, that guy slows down. Your guy passes. Woo! Got him with the fake flag.
I'm so excited.
You got a Sore Losers sticker you stick on one of the cars?
Hey, are you going to stay there the whole time?
Well, it looks like one of their new sponsors is Sore Losers Nation.
Well, hopefully it's a good name because he's going to be a loser today. Let's go.
And that, are you going to stay the whole race?
I don't think so.
Oh.
I mean, dude, those races are long.
Yeah, don't they last longer than sporting events?
They do because I think there are a lot of caution flags, a lot of wrecks. They got to stop and clean everything up.
It depends on the track.
I mean, on TV, Coach, I watched one time where it started at 1 o'clock. It didn't end until like 11 p.m.
That's terrible. That was rain delay.
Whatever.
Don't think it's supposed to. Oh, wait, you know what? Let me see the weather. I think 60% chance of rain on Sunday.
And Coach,
I better get my tarps out.
Sunday, 60% chance of rain.
Really?
You better get that fixed before Sunday, bub.
Well, maybe I'll stay for the start. Hey, were you guys there when it said, gentlemen, start your engines?
Yes. Yeah, we were there.
It's pretty cool.
It was a little weird because Danica was racing, so I was like, don't you need to say ladies and gentlemen?
Nah, they don't care.
There's also a lot of celebs.
There was?
Yeah. It's where I met Robin Mead.
Oh, no one knows
who's Robin Mead.
She's the head chick on
CNN.
No, bigger than that. It's the MSNBC.
Fox. Show. MSNBC.
HLN. She's the top dog at HLN.
Headline news, Coach.
Yeah.
That's like public access.
My gosh. No, it's not. It used to be one of the bigger ones that everybody watched every morning.
Yes. Now, did you see what Deshaun Watson?
No, what happened?
20 of the 24 civil suits have been settled.
Good.
Oh, what'd you do with the money, Coach?
Here's the thing. Deshaun, if the NFL.
20 of the how many?
24.
Wow, so there are four left?
Four left.
And
so my question.
And they're not settling?
I don't know if maybe they just haven't met the price.
They want him dead?
But at first he was stubborn and then he ended up paying it.
He ended up paying. But how much do you think he paid those? I mean, you're not going to be told.
I thought they had said $1 million each.
Did it really say that?
Well, at one point, he had offered them something. And
like
they shut
$200,000 each
so
or something.
Makes sense. That he had a good
And that's what
that's
I thought.
That's too low.
I thought $1 million each. He wouldn't even blink at that because he got $250 million guaranteed from the Browns.
All right, so he lost $20 million.
Exactly, which would be nothing to him. That is crazy.
It's something. Oh. It's something.
It's something. But
it's something. Instead of 10 cars, he's going to have 8.
And also, he thought he was going to get away with it. And then it all came crashing down. If he can still stay in the football league, then in his mind, he pulled it off. If he loses everything because he got 60 massages, some turned dirty, then I'm
no, dude, not some.
Hold on.
I felt like all of them turned dirty. I read the New York Times article, and he went. This is he would just DM girls on Instagram that said massage, and he didn't care. And they were in his testimony when he got. Whatever, I don't know what you call it.
Subpoenaed.
You got it.
Subpoenaed or whatever. And they were like, so, you know, you wanted a certain type of massage. Were you worried about her experience level? No. So you could get one from the Texans, you know, a massage. Yeah, but I didn't need to. So he went to these girls. They had a setup where they would put him at a hotel, the Texans did. And he had this one where the girl started going on Instagram, like calling him out. And they saw that, and they got nervous. So then when he went to his locker room the next day, in his locker was an NDA that he would take to the massages and make the masseuses sign. If you have to take an NDA to go get a massage,
well,
that tells me that you know you are crossing the line, and what you are doing can get you in serious trouble. One of the masseuses, she told him, like, what's it like to be famous? Do you realize you're about to blow you're about to ruin, like, throw that all away?
Blow's a bad word to use there.
Yeah. Yes. And it was.
You realize you're about to it all away?
Here's the thing.
Coach, look, real quick.
Yeah.
If I had a small thing, which I don't, but if I did, I'd have to sign an NDA. I'd have to pass out NDAs, Coach.
That's not what it was about.
Okay, That's what I did on
I'm just saying, you know, like, you.
Okay, you
can
put
please
in your,
not if, tell anyone about
if you had a small wing. All you had to say in your NDA, you're not allowed to talk about the size of my wing, period. That would be the NDA.
Right.
Okay,
right,
fine.
Right.
But he is talking about you can't talk about what we, I mean, yet tells you that you know you are going in there with intentions that are not a massage, and that you want more than a massage, and that you're going to put these people in uncomfortable situations, and you want to make sure they're not allowed to talk about anything that happens.
Right, so, and he could also hide behind the Texans in the NFL because it's that powerful. And yes. Also, there's not many masseuses on Instagram. Dang,
oh, yeah, dude. It'd be like friends of friends, and they'd be like, oh, yeah, you know, I studied to be a massage therapist, and he would hit her up in the DM.
Sorry, Eddie, I'm just on a train right now.
You're good,
man. I'm going to keep
And he did have a Robert Kraft-type massage parlor in Houston that he would go to.
Nice.
Like, I could find maybe 2 massage places in Nashville. No way I could find 20.
Massage Envy.
That's one.
That's pretty good.
There's one called Secrets.
That's one you probably don't want to go to.
I don't think that's the place.
That's Robert Kraft.
So
it's called Escape. That's what it's called.
Someone asked me what we think. what we think about the? That's an escape room, dude.
All right, coach.
What we think about the trade? I think the NFL is going to suspend Deshaun Watson for 1 year.
No, they're not. You're drunk.
They've already kind of suspended him for 2, right? 3?
Well, last year he didn't play because the Texans weren't going to play him.
Dude, didn't Rudolph, like, smash a guy's head through a wall and get 1 game or
no,
something?
No, Rudolph got his head smashed.
I missed that one.
By...
reversed it.
What was it? Oh, Mason Rudolph by Myles Garrett.
By Myles Garrett.
And Lunch said he should be suspended a decade. He was suspended, like, half a game.
He was suspended, like, 6 games. But here's the thing. If they want to make a stand, because this is bad, it's bad publicity. It just looks bad. Optics are bad anyway. Even though he has not been in trouble in a court of law, they couldn't press charges. That doesn't mean he's innocent. And if they are going to try to send a message, they're going to suspend him 1 year.
No, they're not. You're going to be wrong. You've went on the limb of 1 year before, and NFL doesn't do year suspensions. You're going to die on that.
I think
ship.
It's going to be one
on that
year.
Train. He's on a train. Guy.
Well, what do you think? If you're the NFL and 24 women. And there's all this evidence that you obviously were doing something very shady.
I wouldn't mess with it. I wouldn't even mess with him.
But you have to. The NFL has a personal conduct policy.
What?
That you can't the personal conduct policy is like you have to.
No. What I'm saying is I wouldn't even mess with him. I don't even want him in my league.
I'm not even being funny, though, but imagine
I don't even want him on my league. I don't want him associated with my league.
So this clean image that Deshaun Watson had, like he was.
You loved it. You fell for every single.
His first paycheck to the cafeteria workers in the Houston, Texas.
You got on this podcast and said how much you wanted to take him to Aruba.
And half of that.
I still think he's a really good quarterback.
No, that's not why you wanted to take him to
Aruba. You haven't seen him play in 2 years.
But,
that's true.
Boy, I'm telling you what, this looks really bad. And I think the Browns. He's suspended for a year. The Browns will suck. And that draft pick that the Browns gave up, a first rounder, is going to be in a top 10.
I don't think it's
also,
worth it.
Also, he's not going to play that well. Can you imagine how cramped up he's going to get? You know the Browns, just because of the past, they're only going to give him dude masseuses.
No, they're not even going to do that. They're going to be like, he's going to be like, hey, can I see the team massage therapist? Nope, here's a Theragun, man. Sorry.
I don't know, man.
Yep, the deal was $250 million and 250 Theraguns.
Now, does he learn from this?
Well, he can't do it anymore.
He can't do it anymore.
He obviously can't do it anymore.
Obviously.
He can't go within 50 feet of massage parlor.
Yeah, like, obviously he's never going to massage again.
He's
going
to have an ankle monitor, and anytime he goes, he can go anywhere in public, but he tries to go to a massage parlor, and alerts the NFL.
It shocks him.
Yes.
But really, does this change him? Because obviously he was a sleazeball. Does this change him? Especially after you can just settle and spend a tenth of your net worth.
Yeah.
Hey, Michael Vick, it changed him. So a big something like
Big
that.
Big Ben?
It changed him.
Well, it changed his image publically. We don't know privately.
I went and saw his house on Lake Okoe.
Yeah, he saw his house.
He had a cleaned up image. But
the house was clean.
Big events like this change people. So, yes,
it really does.
He's changed.
So there is that.
But now he's just going to pay for a hooker. Like, he was kind of...
But that's basically what he was doing.
But see, if you do that, you're not changing.
Yes, exactly.
then he's not going to change.
I
just feel like it's a bad look. I know he's a good quarterback.
Really good quarterback.
I understand it. But if you didn't let him play in your league, I don't think it'd be the end of the world. I don't think the fans would rage. I don't think they would be like, oh, what are you doing?
This isn't a thing that fans are going to get in an uproar about.
I don't think so either.
There's so many other things.
Right.
And it's like nothing was ever definitive. He did some bad stuff, but you're like, didn't you say he wasn't guilty in the court of law?
Was he?
He didn't go to court, but right. But what the DA said, or I think, or the police chief or said, he said, this doesn't mean he's innocent. This means that we can't prove it beyond a reasonable doubt.
There you go.
When there's smoke, weird. There's fire. When there's that,
I've always said that.
Where there's lotion, there's a massage.
Where there's
lotion, lube. There's Deshaun.
That's true too.
And I just think
where there's craft, there's shady stuff going on.
That's why I was surprised the Patriots didn't trade for him.
Robert Kraft said he's got a couple for him outside of town.
I don't know what it is, boys, but I like that Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, is it his arm?
There's something about
him. No, it's not his arm.
It's his DNA. He likes a good massage like me.
Wait, is it his speed?
No, see eye to eye on certain.
Is it Arkansas Hall?
Arkansas Hall.
Is it because he went to Clemson? No. Oh, what is it? Is it his IQ?
I can't put my finger on it.
That's because the boy Thunderhead enjoys a good massage.
Your guess? Then what? How long will you be suspended?
A couple games.
We'll see. Well, let's say a definitive number and let's use the closest.
A couple games.
Because I'm getting tired of being right on everything.
Three.
Three games.
You're right. Three. Yours was a year.
17 game.
I'm going to go six. I like the Myles Garrett example.
I think there's a lot worse than Myles Garrett.
No. I think he's just using
I know. I'm saying
Myles Garrett was attempted murder and I'll hang up and listen.
It was attempted murder. It was attempted murder.
It really was. He could have killed the dude.
He could have killed him. But this, I just think the optics of it is so bad. And I think the Browns, if he wins you a suit, and this is the thing, fans won't care as long as they can win. If Deshaun Watson can win with the Cleveland, the fans will forget about
it. The Browns.
What did I say?
The Cleveland.
Oh, whatever.
Well, he just left the Texans in complete disarray. But yeah, the Browns.
He kind of did them wrong too, Coach.
Like the Browns are.
Yes, I still believe the Texans are the ones that leaked this. I still believe that there was one girl, and that brought this all up. The one on Instagram when they started doing the NDA, and he wanted out of Houston, and they knew they was going to look bad if Houston just said, you know what, we'll trade you because you want to trade. So they wanted to sprinkle a little bad dirt out there to say, look, man, we had no choice to trade you. And then all of a sudden, once they put that little story out.
That's too deep.
So the women came out and it was like,
they're going to ruin this dude's career just because they didn't want to make a trade look bad.
Because they were already getting, the fans were already mad about the J.J. Watt. Not the J.J. Watt trade.
Hopkins.
DeAndre Hopkins
Adrian
trade.
Foster.
No, the DeAndre Hopkins
Arian.
Trade. And
yeah.
They were like, why would you do that? So if they turned around and traded Deshaun Watson, they would just lose their fan base. So they had to sprinkle a little dirt saying, hey, we had no choice. This guy's a little bit of a bad guy.
I mean, that's pretty evil, but I don't.
And then all of a sudden, all these women came out and was like, well, our plan backfired because no one wants him. We got to pay him for an entire year. But then they ended up getting three first-round draft picks for him. So it's going to work out for the Texans in the end.
And also, are we sure it was all women? I'm not even being funny. Were there any guys or was it all women?
It's all women.
Okay.
At least that have come out.
I read the case very thoroughly, right? The New York Times. I get it on the patio every morning.
No, I don't get it on the patio, but there was an article posted about it and how the Texans were helping him and they were giving him the NDA and all that. And it's like, wow. So they're kind of, you know, co-conspirators, I guess you would say.
Well, we have reached our closing time.
All right.
Coach, please do that every podcast.
All right, let's go home.
Take the offering.
Play closing time. Closing time.
That's my stops gosh. It. All right, happy Wednesday.
You too, Coach.
1 year. He's out 1 year. They're going to have Jacoby Brissett playing quarterback in Cleveland.
Coach, I want you to be right because you've been wrong on some stuff.
What have I been wrong on?
You're going to have to change your intro.
I haven't been wrong on anything.
You're still on your mountain with your flag. I get it, but Liv, you're starting to look more
you're
and more
You're starting wrong. To look like an idiot, but it's all
whatever.
You guys are talking about guys that haven't won in 2 years. I mean,
But you'll admit, Bryce and Brooks Koepka
are no-namers.
Blowing you away right now that they went.
No, they're not.
He's Koepka, the only one that's
Koepka has always said he doesn't love golf. He's just good at it.
Coach, they he all love say
baseball. I don't
Coach,
love this Coach, podcast, and I'm good at it.
That's true. Okay. Hey, It's true. Stop, Coach. People aren't 14 years old. Like, I love the integrity of the game. Shut up. Everyone's trying to just make money.
All right.
Oh, it's time to go. We got to go.
Yeah.
All right. Goodbye, everyone.
I mean, good. You want to know the last time Dustin Johnson won a tournament?
When he went skiing in Aspen.
Dustin Johnson has not won a tournament since November 15th, 2020. That's crazy.
Heck, I probably bet it. I probably know the exact
That's
one.
That's wild. Talk about just checking out, not caring anymore. Ugh.
We haven't had a good podcast since 2020.
He cares. When he misses putts, he goes, God.
Does he?
Yeah.
I don't think he does.
He does.
I think he's like, damn, why am I playing golf? Damn, why am I not fishing? Damn, why am I not hanging out with my hot-ass wife? Ugh.
Yeah. Right. She's there, though.
Yeah, she is. Yeah. She's hot.
All right. Goodbye. We're done?
Yeah, you've been done.
No. What do you mean?
I don't know.
All right.
Deshaun Watson's going to be done for a year.
Okay. Goodbye, everyone.
Ready. People are going to be done with this podcast. We keep talking LIV.
We got a fourth golfer tomorrow.
Who?
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.